The CDC has been one of the lead global agencies trying to fight the Zika virus. Officials there say the outbreak is far from over and that there are major challenges to addressing it. NPR's Jason Beaubien went to CDC headquarters in Atlanta and has this report.
Zika now dominates the agenda of the CDC's Emergency Operations Center in Atlanta. Giant video monitors in the front of the room track where Zika cases have been reported around the globe.
Okay, well, welcome to day 12 of the IMS activation.
In the back of the Emergency Operations Center, Lyle Peterson leads the morning meeting with 30 of the CDC's top officials who are working on the rapidly unfolding Zika outbreak.
I'm happy that we have a person on the ground and now in American Samoa, and I hope to get a readout on that. As soon as we can.
The CDC is not only trying to keep tabs on Zika cases imported into the U.S., but also trying to help countries throughout Latin America test for the virus and attack the mosquitoes that carry it. The CDC is working with researchers in Brazil to try to verify whether Zika truly is responsible for thousands of cases of microcephaly, a condition in which babies are born with abnormally small heads. Peterson, however, worries that microcephaly might just be the tip of the iceberg. Zika may be causing other neurological problems as it spreads through Latin America.
So that's one of the things we want to find out. We also want to figure out how we can best protect pregnant women from getting infected. That is the top priority.
In addition to the cases of severe birth defects in Brazil, there have been reports of Guillain-Barré syndrome popping up soon after the arrival of Zika. Guillain-Barré is a temporary but at times debilitating neurological disorder. It can cause mild tingling or it can paralyze. Researchers saw an increase in Guillain-Barré cases during earlier Zika outbreaks in Micronesia and French Polynesia. The CDC's Leonard Peruski says a similar pattern is happening now.
What we're seeing right now is we're seeing a spike in Guillain-Barré cases, most notably in El Salvador, in Colombia. There have been some sporadic reports in Honduras.
The Pan American Health Organization, in the latest figures it has available for El Salvador, reports 46 cases of Guillain-Barré in the month of December. Two of those cases were fatal. Guillain-Barré can be caused by various things, but it's fairly rare, and the 46 cases in El Salvador is more than three times what the country normally reports on a monthly basis. A direct link, however, between Guillain-Barré and Zika still hasn't been proven. Until last week, Peruski was heading up the CDC's Regional Disease Detection Center in Guatemala. He watched as Zika spread explosively across the region.
Personal opinion here, it was much faster than we expected. We were doing some very simplistic models down there. We expected it to emerge probably the spring throughout Central America, and we were surprised at how quickly it did spread. Again, this indicates that diseases don't respect borders.
And the concern about this outbreak isn't just limited to this hemisphere.
For instance, this morning was on a conference call with India. They want to get testing set up. We have a request from Bangladesh. We have requests from Kenya, from China, from all over the globe about how to get Zika diagnostics in place.
Besides testing, the other big issue CDC is trying to help with on the Zika outbreak is mosquito control. The mosquitoes that spread Zika have been developing resistance to the most common insecticides. Researchers at the CDC's labs in Atlanta are studying patterns of resistance and trying to figure out how to overcome them.
These are mosquitoes that are really difficult to control. They can breed in a bottle cap.
That's Tom Frieden, the director of the CDC. He says a lot is still not known about Zika, but he says the evidence is strong linking Zika to birth defects in Brazil, and he's confident about one thing.
If you are a woman who is pregnant, living in the U.S., there's one really important thing you need to know. You shouldn't go to a place that has Zika spreading.
This is stronger than the World Health Organization's position. The head of the WHO this week said if a pregnant traveler is unable to delay her trip to the region, she can protect herself from Zika with long sleeves and mosquito repellent. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.